Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. Dallas County Sheriff's Department busts one of its own deputies for the way he responded to a case in October. We start our team coverage with Alan Skaya.
The Dallas County Sheriff says Deputy Austin Palmer had gone to a house to arrest someone on an outstanding warrant. Palmer recognized the suspect. The arrest warrant for Palmer says he said, "Jeremiah, remember me?" and took Jeremiah Ramos to the squad car. Sheriff Marion Brown says Palmer then tased Ramos while he was sitting in the car.
We don't see this as being a training issue. We see this as being an isolated incident where someone made a decision, a bad decision.
Ramos's family filed a complaint in December, and Palmer was arrested this week for assault and official oppression.
When we have issues that we need to address, we're going to be accountable to ourselves.
He's bonded out of jail. He's still a deputy, but he's on leave while this case plays out. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
This is LP Phillips. A federal lawsuit claims the same deputy who was arrested yesterday has a previous allegation of abuse. The suit says in 2015, Deputy Austin Palmer and another deputy used excessive force on Nicholas Lackey, who was pulled over for a traffic stop. The suit says it left Lackey with a broken neck. Attorney Ezekiel Tyson Jr. says when he heard of Palmer's arrest, it took him back to his client.
To find out this guy's kind of pretty much doing the same thing out there that he's been doing and operating with impunity.
The Dallas County District Attorney's Office is representing the two deputies in the lawsuit and has asked that it be dismissed. Our request for an interview has not received a reply. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cops arrested a wily man for using social media to lure a man to his home and beat him up, rob him, and shoot him. Sergeant Donald English says the victim managed to escape and run to a neighbor's house where they called the cops.
He stated pretty much that he had been robbed at a residence in that neighborhood. Officers were able to make contact inside that home and determine that this young man was in fact robbed by some individuals who were actually still in the residence, so we arrested at least one at that time.
Police went next door and arrested Joshua James for aggravated robbery. James has a prior conviction for aggravated assault. English says the victim thought he had a meetup scheduled with a woman he talked to on social media. Mesquite police have arrested two teens. They're accused of firing shots near Poteet High School. It happened Tuesday right after 8, north of the school parking lot. The police say a fight broke out after the Poteet-Lancaster basketball game. Police arrested Owen Crutcher from Rockwall and Cross Murphy from Heath. Neither go to either of those schools. Group of airline catering workers say they are constantly forced to work overtime, and they are working to change that.
Workers for LSG Sky Chef submitted 1,500 signatures to the Euless City Secretary to get a fair overtime law on the ballot. Employee Preston Strickland says he and others are constantly being forced to work overtime at the last minute.
It happens multiple times a week, and it's unfair. The Sky Chef takes advantage of the policy.
Among other things, the measure would allow workers to decline overtime without penalty except in the event of an emergency. Brian Parker with the Transport Workers Union says it's a common sense measure.
When the companies take care of their workers, everyone benefits. The community benefits. The passengers benefit. The workers benefit.
In a statement, LSG Sky Chef says it assigns or requests overtime in accordance with the Master National Agreement and that it is engaged in talks with the union with the help of a federal mediator. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Things are looking a little different in Plano at the site of Collin Creek Mall.
Developer has demolished the old Macy's, the old Sears, and a third building on the east side of the mall. Those were sort of the first phase of demolition.
Peter Braster is the director of special projects with the city. Plano City Council approved measures for a private-public partnership, including a public improvement district, to support the development.
With the passing of the public improvement district, they can start additional work laying out the street network, utilities, and things like that.
He says that should happen in March. $1 billion mixed-use project with offices, restaurants, retail, a hotel, and homes. Today in Irving, Senator John Cornyn pays a visit to a few special companions.
Hardworking dogs and their handlers at Baylor Scott and White Health in Irving got a visit from Senator John Cornyn as he continues to push his Courthouse Dogs Act.
These dogs are capable of doing so much to help people suffering from disabilities.
The act gives people testifying in federal court access to certified courthouse dogs to ease their nerves. It passed the Senate in December, and Senator Cornyn says he'll call on the House to take it up soon. These dogs help people who need special assistance. They can open drawers, work light switches, even carry credit cards and staplers.
Anyone they come in contact with, they're helping.
With vetting, these pups are worth about $50,000, but under Senator Cornyn's act, they would be available to anyone who needs them in the courtroom for free. In Irving, Bailey Friday News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
There's a new survey out that takes a look at some of the most annoying nicknames for cities. Public relations company looked at the five worst, and North Texas put one of them on that top five. That company, Bospar, says the worst nickname for a city is Hollyweird. Second name on the list, Big D for Dallas. San Francisco has two nicknames that it hates. Don't call it San Fran, and no matter what residents in Collin County think, natives to San Francisco hate it when people call their city Frisco. We'll keep it here. Number five, calling Boston Beantown.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.